You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hello, Andy. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Shut up.
Not much. Should I call you on the do I call you normally on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Like this. Let me hear that connection just a little bit. Let me hear you just a bit.
All right. Does this sound okay? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Were you on Bluetooth before?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
are you a Bluetooth guy?
In the car. Yeah.
Oh, in the car. Okay. How about on your bicycle?
No.
Come on, man.
I see people looking at their phones while they're riding. It's nuts.
It is nuts. All right. Very good. Let's go. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Poland, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy, a man who knows more Redskins history than anybody, somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays, and a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
I've got great news for you, Andy, and for everyone listening. Today's ZabeCast will not include any Aaron Judge at-bat cut-ins. So we got that going for us. Which is nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people pretty pissed off about that. I don't know where you stand on it. They split screen the Wake Forest Clemson game, which was an absolute barn burner, on a Saturday afternoon just to show you at bats from Judge.
Yeah, I mean, baseball and broadcasting, they are so screwed up. And, you know, this Apple TV stuff, it's just an absolute mess. Absolutely.
But would you, did you enjoy, I don't know if you were watching the Wake Clemson game or
not. I was not, no.
But if you're watching, let's say, a college game of interest. By the way, did you watch Maryland stand in and throw haymakers with the mighty maize and blue? Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that Maryland has not done in years, to be really, like, credible in this conference, in football.
Well, I mean, they let this virus named Randy Edsall get in their system for a while, and they had not recovered.
And then they had a coach who killed a kid because he was playing Johnny Tough Guy, and now they finally got it right with their current guy, who's a great recruiter, but they say, game day, Loxley is not the best, per se.
Well, I mean, he's got a quarterback, Talia Tagovailoa,
right,
to his brother, who's pretty good, and he continues to bring in wide receivers and running backs, and their offensive line is pretty good. Look, I mean, the place Maryland should be is somewhere between 8 and 10 wins. If they can do that on a semi-regular basis, that's good enough. That's who they are. They're not going to be Michigan. They're not going to be Ohio State. But if they're a team that can consistently play in bowl games, I think that's pretty good.
Good enough. Yeah. Good enough. The phrase.
It's a basketball school. Seriously.
And how's your basketball team right now?
Well, that's not been good. But I would say this. They are among a handful of schools where winning an NCAA basketball championship would be bigger than a football championship.
Fair enough. Yeah. And you know, it's kind of embarrassing. You know, Wisconsin, your daughter's alma mater, and the program that we cover the most closely at 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, we are their affiliate. They just got humiliated by Ohio State. And while they've played the Buckeyes kind of close a few times in the last 5 or 6 meetings, there has been a separation where you have to ask yourself, you're recruiting with the same letterhead. Your athletic department has the same, well, not quite the same budget, but you're a Big Ten school. You're not even competitive. If Wake can stand in and throw haymakers with Clemson that has won multiple national titles, and if you guys can hang with Michigan, that's pretty embarrassing for Wisconsin, I think.
I think it's part of the changing landscape in college football that the program was built on massive offensive linemen and running backs going behind them, and that's not really college football anymore.
Right, and solid defense and fundamental play, but now it's a whole different ballgame. Speaking of how different the ballgame is, Marvin Harrison Jr., yes, the son of the great Marvin Harrison, who went to the Hall of Fame, may have shot a guy outside his car wash in Philly, but it remains in the cold case file. His kid is now at Ohio State and was playing in cleats that had Louis Vuitton logos on them and was wearing an Apple Watch.
Yeah, right.
This is not the Junction Boys anymore, is it?
Oh, no. It's NIL. I mean, it's absolute chaos. I mean, I don't know how it's ever going to be settled down, but we're only a year into this, and look at it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So back to the judge thing. If you're watching a game you really want to watch, would you tolerate a judge at-bat cut-in?
Yeah, I would. It doesn't take forever.
Why? But it compromises the game you're watching.
And I understand, but
what if you're not a Yankee fan?
Well, you're a sports fan. It's an historic event. The number 61 to me is very meaningful. One of the underrated movies, sports movies, is 61, made by Billy Crystal, about the home run chase of 1961. So, to me, it's not going to upset my day.
You don't want to highlight, like, after it happens, like, okay, this just happened at Yankee Stadium, highlight.
Except, you want to be able to say, oh, I was watching it live.
Yeah, you weren't watching it live. You were watching a football game, and then they shoved it down your throat.
I mean, there are more important things to get upset about, I think.
All right, well, you know what? Here, let me put this down. To no one's surprise, Andy Pullen not upset by this. Okay, we move on. All right, I have $5 cash for you right now for each and every one of Rihanna's songs that you can name. Go! She's your halftime act in the Super Bowl, Andy. Go ahead, name them. Unlimited $5. Don't look them up on the internet. Go!
I know she's a very popular performer. I'm sure she'll do a wonderful job. I don't think there'll be any controversy coming from it.
Come on.
It's fine.
You don't know a single one.
I don't know titles of songs. No, I mean, I guess if I heard one, I might say that's a familiar song. But no, I'm not an aficionado on Rihanna songs.
We Found Love, Umbrella, Diamonds, okay. Only Diamonds, Girl yes. in the World. My favorite Rihanna song, and I hope it's in the set at the Super Bowl. Bitch Better Have My Money.
I don't think that one's gonna run.
Why not? It's a real slow banger of a song. It's awesome. You wouldn't believe what the song is about, Andy. It's about another woman who apparently owes Rihanna money. And she goes to great lengths to kidnap said woman and torture her to get her money back. It's a real uplifting song.
Every year at the Super Bowl when I used to go, I would go to that Thursday news conference and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know, I can't say that I would get overly excited about seeing Rihanna, but I'm sure she'll be great.
Okay. Well, then I owe you $0.00.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I'm the only thing you're playing. In a drop top, do 100, y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 in the...
Well, anyway, I didn't get to the hook of the song. It was going to take too long, but there you go. Bitch Better Have My Money, Rihanna. Okay, let's get into it. The Commanders humiliated at FedEx Field on Sunday by the Eagles. 24-0, ends up being 24-8, and as the saying goes, it wasn't even that close.
Oh, no. This at one point, it was 10-0 Eagles, and I tweeted out, this is the most lopsided 10-0 game I have ever seen. There was a point there in the first quarter where Carson Wentz had 7 dropbacks, and on 4 of them he was sacked.
Yeah.
That's almost impossible to do.
I think at one point he had more sacks than completions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did. He this was ridiculous. And they announced the attendance at 64,000. And the Washington Times had a story this week saying that that's what the seating capacity has been dropped to. And from the tweets I saw from people who were there, it was at least 60% Eagle fans, maybe more. And there was a point there in the first quarter, I guess, where the Jalen Hurts, first they called unnecessary roughness, and then they picked up the flag. And the boos were overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was, they just took over the stadium. It was, beyond the embarrassment of the way they played, the fact that it
right.
was an Eagle home game made it doubly worse.
Double embarrassment. Wentz is flat out terrible. And there are only 3 games into the year. They have played 1 bad team in Jacksonville and barely beat them. Although Jacksonville went to San Diego or went to LA and beat the Chargers today. More on that in a second. And then they played a sort of scrappy but still not very good Lions team. Got crushed in the first half. Rallied to make it sort of close in the second. And then against a real quality team today, they just got folded up like a lawn chair. Yeah, it's going to be a long season. And Wentz is terrible. Wentz, he doesn't sense pressure. He lumbers around back there like he's still 21 and nimble. And he can't hold on to the ball. He's a bigger fumbler than Dave Craig, who I think holds the record for most fumbles, or maybe Steve DeBerg in NFL history.
Well, he was sacked 9 times during the year that the then Redskins won the Super Bowl, their last one. They gave up 9 sacks the whole year. Mark Rippon,
yes,
who was even more of a stature than Wentz, was sacked only 7 times the whole year.
And it was an offense that went downfield all day long. They were not a dink and dunk offense under Rip.
Well, they ran the ball, so that was their that was the primary focus. But yeah,
but they took deep shots too, if I recall.
Yeah, the run usually set that up. But Wentz, I mean, he took 9 sacks today. I would say at least 6 of them were on him. The offensive line wasn't very good, but come on, you got to get rid of the ball. You're a professional quarterback.
Yeah, the O-line is terrible. So how long for Riverboat Ron, the well-liked cancer survivor, ex-military, tough-talking, adults-are-in-charge-here coach, who really doesn't have much of a resume of success, even going back to Carolina. How long? No,
One Super Bowl. Here's what I compare this to. In 1998, Norv Turner started off 0-7. And a lot of people, including me, said he has to go. I mean, that was his sixth year on the job, I believe. And obviously, they had not reached a level where they were competent. They were embarrassed week after week. Problem was, John Kent Cook, Jack Kent Cook's son, was trying to hang on to the team. And his focus was elsewhere. And he kept them on. And then, you know, the team was sold and Dan Snyder took over and they won a division and all that. But I think that Dan Snyder right now is running for his life, hiding out on his yacht. And now there are reports that the other owners, you know, are going to try and pressure him to sell. I think he's got too much else to worry about. I don't think he's going to get rid of Ron Rivera. I don't see it happening.
Two questions. Number one, is he at the games?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the last booth shot that they had, which was 2 weeks ago when they played Jacksonville, they showed Tanya Snyder, not him.
Has any of the reporters who cover this team tried to ask the team and identify if he's at games?
I don't know. I haven't. If shouldn't they? Asked, I haven't seen. Yeah, I mean, but and also, what is the story? Is he suspended? Because yeah. Roger Goodell says he's not involved in day-to-day operations.
But he's not suspended either. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
See, I think someone needs to ask Jason Wright, the team president, where is the owner? Is he at games? And if the answer is no, get him on record as saying, no, he's still away from the team as agreed upon, and he is working on building a new stadium for this franchise or whatever he's doing. Or he's out on a yacht trying to avoid more subpoenas. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe he was in the booth and he saw the camera panning around and he said, hold on, Tanya, and he held on, he hid under the desk.
Would he have the power to tell the networks, don't show me in the booth?
One time he did. At one time, you know, early on, they kept showing him because they knew, you know, what a petulant guy he was. And I believe he told them, you know, stop showing me in the booth. Now, was one time when they actually played well in a night game when Kirk was there. I think it was the Sunday night win over the Packers.
Right.
And late in the game, they showed Snyder dancing in the booth, which was really, pathetic.
I think the reason why Rivera is going to be safe, at least for now, is that it usually takes two things to get a coach fired. An owner who is so fucking pissed off watching his team lose, he can't stand it anymore. And Snyder is not really there right now. Remember when he went to go get Shanahan, as Mike Wise reported in the Washington Post, he was neck deep in bourbon after a long loss and a long night at FedEx Field, got on the plane with Vinny and flew straight to Colorado to go see the Short Lobster in his McMansion out there in the hills, right?
No, he actually, they played in Detroit and they broke the Lions' 19-game losing streak. They flew back to Dulles Airport. They're sitting around the hangar with Vinny Serrato and his right-hand guy, Carl Swanson, and
that's when they decided to go out and get him.
Yeah,
so after a win,
after a loss, they lost.
Oh yeah, right. They lost. Okay, yeah.
Who had lost 19 straight?
Right.
And they're sitting in the hangar, and they say, well, "Let's go get Shanahan." So they call him up, and he says, "Well, okay, I have a mansion. You come over." And they did. And they got there about midnight, spent the night, and he said, I might be interested, but not this year.
They gave Snyder and Vinny and Hot Carl pajamas and some toothbrushes and said, here's some guest rooms. And by the way, Shanahan's house in Colorado was enormous at the time.
Yeah.
Like 30,000 square feet. Enormous for such a small red-faced man. So it takes normally an owner who's super pissed off. You don't have that element now. And firing a coach is usually done to placate a fan base that just has had enough. And what else don't the Commanders really have right now? A fan base.
Yeah, and I don't even think that the fan base really wants him out, whoever is still rooting for the team. I don't think that that's the issue. Because
they don't have a fan base. They have this weird pseudo-expansion team-like sort of dwindling amount of diehards who just rep the team insanely. I see it online and I see it in interviews with fans on game day. They don't have the fan base to be like, this is crazy. We got to get somebody else. And that's normally what gets coaches fired.
Yeah, but they've been going through 20 years of this and they know that, and Jason Lockenfour wrote a very good piece a week or so ago. The new model is not Ron Rivera. The new model is Mike McDaniel.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nerdy looking guy who played wide receiver at Yale, who's been working on analytics for the last 10 years. Those are the guys. Look at all the good teams. They all have coaches under 40.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, one bit of good news. The Commanders did announce they have whittled down their potential new mascot to two choices.
Yeah.
Hog and Dog. And they're these fun-looking cartoon character mascots, Andy, who you as a fan are going to get to choose from over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Don't pay any attention to the towering inferno that's going on over there, on and off the field. Here's a couple of mascots to choose from.
You're going to get Poochie the dog as the Commander's new mascot. Holy shit. I feel bad for you, Andy, but God bless you. You're still a loyal fan, I think.
Well, sort again, of. The way I look at it, I've been rooting for this team since 1966. It's my team. It's not Dan Snyder's team. He may own it, but it's my team, and I'm not giving it up.
Do you ever see a day in which you say, that's it, I am out?
No, because I still enjoy Sunday afternoons.
What if you move? What if you move when you finally retire to somewhere warmer, like Boca, where all the Jews go? Come on.
I'm not going there, and my whole family lives here, so I'm not leaving.
All right, you're not leaving. You're like Wolf of Wall Street. That's it. I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving. All right. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Okay, crazy 1 o'clock hour in the NFL, highlighted by the Dolphins beating the Bills in part on a butt punt out of the end zone. Although that was Miami that did the butt punt. They survived the butt punt and they stopped Josh Allen, the so-called juggernaut Bills at the goal line. The highlight of the game was coordinator Ken Dorsey. Remember him from Miami back in the day? Coordinator Ken Dorsey for the Bills absolutely lost his shit and trashed all of his play charts and his binder and his headset up in the booth with the camera rolling on him.
I put together some clips on my show on Friday of the various people around the league, the analysts like Rex Ryan and Albert Breer and people like that, and they were making comparisons with this Bills team to the undefeated Dolphins, to the 85 Bears,
right?
And one thing Rex Ryan said is this would be the week that trips them up, because going to play in Miami at this time of year is really tough. and you get worn down, and you know, maybe that's what happened. I don't know, but the fact that they put 14 points in that game,
yeah,
isn't that it?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They were not very good. They didn't look like the Cat 5 super team they did last week. And part of the game came down to a miraculous visit to the Blue Tent of Miracles, as we used to call it, Andy, the so-called concussion protocol tent on the sideline. We say it's where, hallelujah, miracles happen. Tua Tagovailoa clearly hit his head and looked concussed, but came back into the game after clearing protocols. And then the Dolphins said, no, it was his back. Yeah, his back. That's what it was.
Yeah. I saw that with Michael Vick once.
And now apparently the NFLPA is going to look into, I guess they're going to file a complaint with the league to go, hey, what the hell?
Yeah. And who adjudicates these things? Roger Goodell. Where do you think that's going to go?
Back injury.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
Broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Funny how that is. You know, the bookmakers this week took all of the public's money on the Chiefs and the Bills. In fact, the Chiefs, who had looked really good, rolls into Indianapolis, who looked like ass last week and got shut out. And they were like 6.5-point favorites to start the week. It sank all the way to like 5.5, 5 points. And like 94% of the public money was on the Chiefs. And they didn't move the spread the other way. It's like Vegas said, we'll take it all. We think you're wrong about this game. And they were right because the Chiefs lost. The Bills were the same way. It's so fascinating to watch when Vegas bets on itself, essentially, when they think the public is a sucker.
I mean, I can see Miami against Buffalo, but Indianapolis in their first two games looked horrendous.
I know.
Just terrible.
I know.
And nobody, I mean, nobody expected them to cover and certainly not win today. That was incredible.
Yeah. Other stuff, the Packers survive.
Yeah.
A possible late scare by Brady and the Buccaneers. They've been dominating the game all game long, mostly with a very conservative game plan and a lot of running. But then, of course, with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go, they give the ball back to Brady via punt, and they go into whatever kind of defense they were playing. You could say it wasn't a prevent. They actually rushed five a few times. Whatever it was, the Buccaneers went effortlessly down the field and had four shots at the goal line from inside the five and finally punched it in on their last try, but missed the two-point conversion, in part because Todd Bowles, what a dummy. He couldn't get the team organized and get a play in time, and they got a delay of game on the two-point conversion on what would have been a Fournette walk-in after not only a touchdown, but a delay where I guess they were trying to sort something out. How does that happen?
Well, it's karma because on the play that they scored the touchdown, it did look like the clock ran out.
True.
Also, for the first time, the Red Zone channel let me down. Somehow they lost transmission right before that touchdown, and by the time I flipped over to the Fox channel here, the play was already completed. That was first. I don't know what happened, but I didn't get to see it.
What were you watching instead? The Chargers getting blown out?
Jaguars on the Red Zone channel because they show you the important stuff.
They show you everything until they fuck up and they don't.
Well, it was one time, but generally I get everything. And then
there was nothing else of note in the afternoon games.
They're sprinkling in highlights of the other games. And since I'm watching the Commanders game start to finish, I don't get to see all the plays in the early games. So that's why I keep it on the Red Zone channel. And they let me down today for the first time because of the technical glitch, but I survived.
Andrew. Those afternoon games completely stunk. You should have not been watching anything. The Chargers won. The Jaguars won 38-10.
I know.
The Rams beat the Cardinals 20-12. I guess that was a sort of close game. And the Falcons and Seahawks, who gave a shit? It was 27-23, your final from Seattle. You should have been on the Packers and Bucks. It's Brady and Rodgers, for God's sakes.
I know, but they show you all the important
they
stuff.
They didn't, though, is the point. You missed it.
I missed one play.
The most important one.
Well, it happened. I don't know, but I got to see it. I'm here. I'm alive. God, I don't know. It's a miracle I survived.
All right. I'm just trying to coach you up to be a better fan. That's all. You need to flip over to the close
TVs.
Game.
I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That would have been good as well. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to that Chargers Jaguars game. Brandon Staley, head coach of the Chargers, who's supposed to be in that mold of McDaniel, the young, smart, didn't have much of a pedigree playing or coaching guy, left Justin Herbert in the game with cracked cartilage, whatever the fuck that is. Sounds painful. Down 28 in the fourth quarter to take more punishment. What kind of stupid stick do coaches get hit with to do things that make zero sense like this?
I think it has to do with the old, you know, the leader of the team never leaves no matter what happens.
He's injured, for God's sakes. Also, did you know the doctor who's being sued now by Tyrod Taylor for puncturing his lung with an injection meant for his ribs that went, whoops, a little bit too far, is the same guy who shot up Herbert today?
I know.
How does that happen?
That guy may turn out to be the most valuable person in the history of the franchise. Because if Tyrod Taylor doesn't puncture a lung and plays pretty well, nobody gets to see Herbert. So I don't know.
I guess so. It makes you wonder, what does it take to get fired as the team doctor?
I know. That seems like a simple thing, too. How many years have they been injecting guys for rib injuries?
Even if it's not that simple, you would think, well, we're not going to let you do this again to our good quarterback. Yeah. We're going to get somebody else.
You had a practice quarterback, and you messed that one up. We're not giving you a mulligan, right?
All right. Did you see the Alan Lazard massive puke in the Packer-Buccaneer game?
No, I saw him make a great catch.
Oh, yeah. No, early in the game, first quarter, he laid down a giant stream of orange something. It must have been orange Gatorade he was trying to hydrate with. It was bad. So hot down there this time of year.
Yeah. I remember seeing a guy on the field. It was, Cal, Maryland, and a guy puked after taking a hit right on the field. It was really bad.
All right. Dateline Boston. Ime Odoku. Wow. My first chance to run this one by you, Andy. Your thoughts?
Well, at first I thought, well, how does this rise to the level of that? And then we get inappropriate comments. And the latest is that her husband overheard the conversation.
Well, so it started with, and this is people are theorizing that friends of Odoku leaked the story before it was public to try to soften public opinion. And Stephen A. Smith was right out in front, Andy, defending Ime Odoku ahead of time, even though he didn't have the whole story. So the first story was he had a consensual affair, or he had a consensual relationship, not an affair, a consensual relationship with somebody in the organization. And you're like, what? Is that it? Oh, then it was like, no consensual relationship, but then unwanted comments afterwards. And now, thanks to Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight, formerly of ESPN, he tweeted what you just mentioned, that apparently, according to his sources, the husband of the Celtic staffer, who the coach was cheating on his wife behind his back, overheard the conversation with her wife and Coach Odoku on the doorbell camera of their house.
How about that? Yeah, so, but again, I'm still confused. And even more confusing is, how can he be suspended? Why isn't he being fired? Are they really going to bring him back in a year?
No. In fact, one unnamed agent was asked by a reporter about his future coaching prospects, and that he said he's done. He will not be a head coach again. Because if that's true, if he was being a home wrecker within the organization, you can't trust that guy as your head coach. Yeah. That shows you a lack of judgment that makes you go, oh, fuck, you kidding me? Do you know that his fiance, with whom he has a child, Nia Long, had moved to Boston just weeks ago even though he knew they were investigating this relationship as far back as July and didn't tell his fiance, who had to find out about it once she was in Boston house shopping with him.
Yeah, it's that's very messy. Very, very messy.
That's some balls right there. By the way, how come it's Kevin Frazier with these deets? Where's the Woj bombs? Is it kid gloves from NBA media? You would think a guy who's being paid, what is Woj being paid? $8 million a year? Something absurd? Like you think he'd have all the deets? He's connected. He's wired up. Where's my information?
Well, he had the initial report that there was going to be a suspension. He
la-di-da.
All the salacious details. And yes, maybe he has held back on that because, you know, he does have sources and he doesn't want to burn a source. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? I'm not impressed with Adrian Wojnarowski. I know he's not good on TV. And I think ESPN is not getting their money's worth at $8 million a year. If you have to have Kevin Frazier get the good deets on what's going on here. He's clearly pulling punches. He's clearly protecting what his sources are instead of reporting, which you would think would be his job. I'm kind of mad at you, Andy. You're not digging in harder on this.
Because Schefter's things interest me more. A lot of stuff about the NBA, it's all the same stuff.
It's transactional.
Oh, Kevin Durant doesn't want to play with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to play. Oh, okay, they're going to play together. So what? I'm sick of it. I'm just tired of it. Just put a team on the floor and play.
All right, finally, do you believe in keeping your karma shiny?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, do good things. Keep, you know, even when nobody's looking, you think.
Yeah.
Do good things, and certainly don't do anything to dent up your karma or really invoke the wrath of the gods. Well, a man with a 48-year grudge has been caught pissing on his ex-wife's grave every day. Michael Andrew Murphy told the Post what it was like to catch the man he says has been desecrating the burial site of his mother, Linda Torello.
Yeah, that seems excessive, doesn't it?
Excessive? Crazy. Evil. Insane. He was only briefly married to Ms. Torello back in the 1970s, and he apparently has been going there at 5 a.m. and pissing on her grave.
Yeah, that's pretty low rent. You remember the school administrator who they caught taking a dump on the track?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, what goes through the minds of these people?
I mean, that's just unbelievable. Like that guy is invoking the wrath of the gods. If he doesn't die in some horrible way, then I'd say that the universe is wrong. But
or does it start a family tradition that when he dies, somebody in the family will piss on his grave?
I don't know. Maybe you don't do that. Maybe you just, you know, let the dead lie in peace. Whether you had disputes with them or not, it's over. They're dead. You're alive. Celebrate you being alive and stop pissing on graves. All right, Andy. As always, a pleasure, my friend. I tried to get you ginned up about a couple things, and I failed miserably. But one of these days, I will. I'll find something that gets you all pissed off.
You keep trying there, Keith.
Okay, buddy. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye. You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.